CIQC.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Travel World, AM 600.
You beast, you savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me.
Ooh, push that button.
Number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-public number.
Crazy, but that's how it goes.
The crazy man on the road is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford here on the beautiful beaches of Montego Bay at the Sandals Resort.
Yes, we're sitting here at Sandals Montego Bay under the thatched hut, typical Caribbean flavor, looking out over the people enjoying water sports and sunning themselves. You know, that's one thing people think of at this time of year. It must be too hot down in the Caribbean, but actually it's the same temperatures in Montreal, but a lot more beautiful beach-wise. It's not warm at all. I mean, it's the low 30s. You get a little bit of an ocean breeze, and when you're sitting under swaying palm trees, it can be, you know, a little cool whiff of a breeze to cool yourself down with, and then just hop into that 80-degree-plus clear blue aquamarine water. Hey, nothing could be more beautiful.
It is just like bath water, even at night, Steve. We're taking a little walk our ways down, and even the swimming pools next to the hotel. I mean, whether it's the beach or whether it's the pools, we just didn't know which way to start. We were water sliding till past midnight last night.
Yeah, they're staying at the Wyndham Rose Hall, and they built their new water sort of slide park and meandering streams through rock formations, all 3 and 4 feet deep. You can stay in there all day long, and the water's just nice and warm and relaxing. You know, coming down to Jamaica, it's not a long flight, just 4 hours from Toronto. Air Canada flies via Toronto daily, except Tuesday at this time of the year, with an Airbus A320. Code-shared service with Air Jamaica, and 4 hours you're here. That's one of the beauties of Jamaica, is it's a scheduled destination, a scheduled air carrier destination. There are no charter flights leaving from Mirabel at 3 in the morning. You're flying on a regular, reliable airline at reasonable hours. You leave Montreal 11 a.m., you're down here 4:30 p.m. local time. There's a one-hour time difference because Jamaica stays on standard time when we're changed to a daylight saving time. Come back, the flight leaves at 5:30 in the afternoon, and you're back around midnight. So daily except Tuesday, Air Canada, Air Jamaica, code share service.
Well, that was one of those things that we noticed about the time around here in Jamaica, of course, because it's actually better if you're also coming down during the wintertime, because the summertime, you notice that in Montreal, the days are longer. When you come here, it's still basically 6 to 6 for the daylight hours. 6:30, the sun goes down, and you've got all evening to party and carouse.
And when you're staying in the Montego Bay area, it's at most a 15-20 minute ride to the furthest hotel from the airport, right here at Sandals. I mean, it's the closest hotel to the airport. You're not directly on the flight path, but you can't hear the planes, but not at nighttime, because there's not that many flights flying in here, so you're not going to be disturbed. Like Lanjo Kennels, country setting kennels in Dorval.
Definitely, definitely. Still, there's one of the nice things, it's the different views we actually finally got to see of Jamaica view. You think of it as this over-industrialized, populated place that's been developed to the hills, and actually is not on the Montego Bay side. We're told that Kingston, we haven't seen that yet, is more of a big city.
Right. Kingston, the capital city, 2/3 of the population live there, so that is the city that is the business, the government center, but the north
right.
Or Montego Bay, Negrillo, Chorrillos, the areas the tourists will be visiting, you go and you just see lush green vegetation as you drive along, and small pockets of civilization and people's residences, but it's not all high-rise hotels blocking the view of the beach.
Well, actually, in Negril, which we visited yesterday, it's, by law, they can't build a building higher than the tallest tree, and it's kind of nice. You're on the north coast here, and it's sort of a small, windy road, which is the major highway, but you basically are in the mountains. There's hills, mountains everywhere. You're going through valleys and meandering roads and whatnot. And it's for those who like the country and the nature setting, this is a great place. And the resorts that you go to are almost like self-contained. It's reminiscent somewhat of the Big Island of Hawaii, where you have one road that just connects the different resorts together.
The big concept in Jamaica, which is where it was pioneered, is the all-inclusive concept. So you come in, one, you pay one package rate for Air Canada Vacations, Holiday House, they represent all the Jamaican properties. You get here, and your hand is not always in your wallet, because the water sports, your food, your drinks, you pay one price, and that's it. And this is the area that has pioneered that concept, and whereas some destinations have done it on the cheap when it comes to the food or some of the activities, in Jamaica these are all 4-star-plus properties where the quality is right up there. It's an upscale destination. A conscious effort has been made not to attract what the one person described as the riffraff of the travel business with the charter flights and the 1.5-star properties. This is a destination that has gone for people looking for a relaxing experience and a place that gives you value for your dollar.
Well, we actually had an interesting experience also experiencing some of the local products while we were down here. Ketchup is actually made by a local company called Grace. So it's, yes. actually, following in the footsteps of one of our the show's friends, Heather Grace. So
So an open-faced sandwich with Grace ketchup, yes. And, there's some unique products, Ting, which is a fresca or squirt, beverages like that, but that's very refreshing as a drink.
One Ting leads to another.
Yes, something else. So, you know, all the Quebec audience, they will certainly know how to order it.
Hey, they just handed us some spring water. Cool runnings, man.
Oh, the coolest thing on land, yes.
I've been told the word Irie, it means cool. Irie, man, he's got the Rasta man on the surfboard.
Oh, refreshing. Yeah, yes.
Oh, it's beautiful out here. Muggy day, but you just want to go in the water. It's so blue and clear. You know, you walk at least 50 feet out into the water, and it's still clear like glass.
Clear. When we were landing at the airport on Thursday, just the different shades of the water as we approached. It was just a great experience. And we'll be talking to various representatives of the Jamaica Tourist Board and people of the industry when we come back. But sometimes business takes you to the far corners of Quebec. It's not
nice bridge,
yes, a segue. But you have to get away to the places like Bagotville and Rouyn-Noranda, Doria de la Madeleine. Air Montreal is the best way to go, because you save 50% right off the bat, because their fares are unrestricted. No need to reserve 2 weeks in advance, stay a Saturday night. You leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free, no airport improvement, fee to pay. Air Montreal, 631-2111.
And we had a wonderful tour of the Hedonism Sioux Resort yesterday, where we saw the following people engaging in the following activity. Roll it, Chad.
Bravo.
Nothing like a little taste of the islands to make you feel warm.
King of a talking upon the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When me sing,
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, move your body. Sex on the beach.
You guys are bad.
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, there's a body. Sex on the beach.
AM600 Montreal.
Okay, so it's hot. So hot you can't take it anymore. You have kids too? It feels even worse because they keep nagging you about the heat. Need fresh air? It's even hotter outdoors. Try the fan? More hot air. Play Vanilla Ice albums? Ice, ice, baby. Doesn't work. I tried. Listen, maybe it's none of my business. Anyway, it's too hot to pry. But in 45 minutes, you could be at Ski Bromont Water Park, and your kids could be at the brand new Pirate Treasure Island. How about that? Ski Bromont Water Park. Dry summer, drab summer.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Take a charming old house that's been on St. Charles Boulevard for over 200 years. Add 4 decades of experience in the restaurant business, and you have Casa Vecchia in Pierrefonds. The beauty of the house and setting is matched by the superb quality of the cuisine and service. For really fine dining or business lunches with class, for live music and dancing Friday and Saturday nights, call Casa Vecchia. The number 620-4444. The address 3872 St. Charles in Pierrefonds. Casa Vecchia, history to enjoy.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hot days, hot nights. You need an air conditioner. Western Refrigeration in Lachine offers summer comfort. For a really cool deal, call 637-2587. Western Refrigeration. Authorized sales and service for Fetter air conditioners. 637-2587.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
Me mind on fire, me soul on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot. Party people all around me feeling hot, hot, hot.
Oh yeah. Hello, back is Stephen Pickford and many guests here down at the beautiful Sandals Montego Bay Resort, which certainly lives up to all the hype in the brochures, because the people look like the people we see in the brochures.
Sometimes you look at the brochures and you say, where do those people come from? But no, we see people just like in the brochure in front of us.
I did the Super Club's brochures yesterday, and it's the same 4 models, because when we went down there, the people at the Hedonism Resort, well, basically they were Vic Phillips contemporaries.
Yeah.
Yvette Cohen. So
yeah.
That was...
Not really a surprise to us. We kind of expected that.
Well, the Hedonism is meant to be more of a fun kind of an atmosphere, while the Lido is more for family-oriented and whatnot. I thought it was rather appropriate that they be across the street from each other, just like in Montreal Motel Lido's across the street from Club de Dayes. So, anyway, there is a connection.
Well, always a connection, and we're talking now with Pat Samuel. She's the General Manager of the Jamaica Tourist Board, responsible for the North Coast. Good morning. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Jamaica.
Chad, you got to bring up your phone.
We were having a great time here. Now, people come here. What area, I mean, does your territory cover? Which communities?
Well, my territory covers the entire island of Jamaica, really. Not only the North Coast, but the North Coast is the popular area, the popular resort areas that, you know, everybody knows about. But we have the South Coast also, and we have Port Antonio and Kingston. You spoke about Kingston earlier on. And although Kingston is the commercial area, the seat of government, it's also the cultural center of Jamaica. And believe it or not, there are beaches in Kingston also, golf courses also, everything that one can think about in a resort area, because the island is small but not too small. And you talked about Montego Bay, Negril, Ocheriz, South Coast, Port Antonio.
Those are the five main regions.
Those are the five main regions that, you know, all visitors go into. And you find peculiarities in all the regions, but there's a difference in each one. So a vacation can be totally different in all five resort areas. It's like you're visiting five countries sometimes.
And somebody comes here, what would be those major differences? What would each area specialize in or cater to a particular market?
For example, in Negril, you spoke about Negril. Negril is quite laid back. It's casual. It is also an area where hedonism, you can do anything. The Grand Leaders across the street, which is more upscale, more deluxe. You have the Sandals there also. And a plethora of small, intimate inns. Very small. That's how Negril started. No property is supposed to be higher than the tallest palm tree. So what you find, the properties are spread out or very small. Very laid back, very casual. Reggae music on the beach.
Sure.
Good food on the beach.
Yes.
On the cliffs on the other side, you can, you know, just jump off.
There are people jumping off.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, we saw that, the cliff diving. That was really
cliff diving. Cliff diving. So Negril offers that, you know, contrast to, for example, Montego Bay, which is more of a developed in the traditional sense, with larger hotels, convention type hotels, the all inclusive, small hotels also, but big shopping areas, many restaurants. And you have the great house tours, museum, art galleries, plantation tours. So you have all of that in Montego Bay. And the hip strip, the Gloucester Avenue strip, which now has, you know, night spots of different types, including gaming, good pubs, good bars, good music, restaurants. People walk along the street. And we had something there once which we'll restart, which is the Mubby Night Out. We will restart that sometime later on this year, where you just walk on the street and enjoy cultural shows, indigenous Jamaican music and foods, and yes, meet Jamaicans.
Meet people, because that's one of the fun things about going away, is meeting local people, not just being cloistered in an area that says just tourists and that's off from the regular people.
One thing I've noticed around here, no matter where we've gone so up until now, and I imagine that just goes for the rest of the island too, is Jamaica has set an example for others to follow in basic tourism hospitality. It blew my mind, because you go to many places, yes, they're tourist areas and so on, but they're not quite as accommodating and as friendly as I found the Jamaicans to be here.
Well, you know, tourism in Jamaica is quite old. The industry started many, many years ago, from the turn of the century. And actually, we also found out that whatever we have, it needs improvement. We came up with a program called Team Jamaica,
mm-hmm,
to actually create relook at the awareness, mm-hmm, of what tourism means to the country, and to actually show people in training sessions how to take care of the industry and what it means to us.
Yeah.
We credit that with our dear friend from Sandals, the manager from Sandals, Harry,
sure,
Peterkin, actually was his brainchild. The government has adopted it and is actually doing the program.
Oh, definitely.
So we want to make sure that our tourism stays on track.
Well, they walk the talk here.
Yes.
And even when they brought us down, and we were with a group of other journalists, and there were other journalists from other parts of Canada and the U.S. who were brought down, we were at a large reception, and that in and of itself was a very class act. We were impressed.
Yes, yes. We are, Jamaicans are very, how do you say now, hospitable people.
Oh, you bet.
And we are also quite aggressive. Don't let anybody fool you. We are quite aggressive. We know what we want and we go after it.
Yes.
Sometimes it might be misconstrued, but it's all in the best interest of the country.
Yes.
And it's just for us to let, you know, the Canadians know that how we are as a people, that they can actually see us for what we are.
It's a very interesting mix, too, because I go around the island, and you're reminiscent of places, other places I've been, such as Hawaii, same kind of a tropical, mm-hmm, atmosphere, yet you'll see signs around here, which some of the brands are identical to brands from home. You know, we have the Scotiabank here, and, you know, we've got other places, and yet some of them are totally local.
Matcha is out of many one people. And all because you see these, because we are African, we are Chinese, we are British, we are you name it, and you find that the different companies, like the Bank of Nova Scotia, is a Canadian company,
yes,
and we are affiliated through bauxite and other areas with Canada,
right, with Alcan, yeah.
I heard some horror stories. For instance, some people about the phone system saying, you know, you're going to have trouble getting a line. And so when I come down here, it's all Northern Telecom.
The Northern Telecom equipment, Cable and Wireless, the big British company runs it. I mean,
I think Jamaica is the most developed country in the Caribbean, apart from probably the Bahamas, with telecommunications.
Well,
we
still,
are
it's
very,
it's
very developed. There are
it's
some
very
countries
well done
that you go to.
I had no trouble.
Get. Right.
And with that telecommunications link, this has helped you attract major international conventions,
that's
incentive
right
trips.
That's
work hand in hand.
That is part of the infrastructure work that we're continuing to develop. We're continuing to develop. And we look at the other areas like the roadways. You go on to Negril, you see major work being done.
Roadworks,
the North Coast Highway is being built from Negril to Port Antonio. That is one entire side, the North Coast of the island. Then we look at the airport will be expanded very soon. They have done some work, and we're putting in fingers that will take the plane directly to the gate.
Okay.
You disembark directly into a finger into the airport. The immigration hall is going to be expanded, the customs area, even the departure area, because we find now that our growth has been so fast that, you know, we need to expand it, those service areas to actually make people as comfortable as possible.
That was a nice little welcome coming off of the airplane. There's a little
singers,
music group, and there
the
are
singers, yes.
Jamaica. The singers. We at the Jamaica Tourist Board, we are responsible for that.
Well,
make people feel welcome.
We started rotating the music about an hour and a half into it, and yeah. They were singing the same verse for an hour.
We figured, you know, all of a sudden the...
you were in there that long?
Yes, they see the music had come, and they knew which new song to start singing.
So they had a shift rotation. They brought their music.
Well, they have a theme song, you
yes.
know?
Welcome to Jamaica.
Welcome to Jamaica.
Have a nice day.
And they're actually very, you know, it's a group. We pull them from a group that is called Hatfield Singers,
uh-huh.
And they're very well known in Jamaica. They're very good folk singers. Excellent. And that is part of the culture. Jamaica has a rich cultural heritage, extremely rich, from culture, our food. You talked about the Ting soft drink. That has won medals all over the world, 4 or 5 years running.
Mm.
Our this water that you're drinking, it's spring water, it's totally Jamaican.
Lace of mascara.
Cool run it. And we actually have spices, our coffee, our rum, you know, all of that. So, Jamaica
yes,
is an interesting place.
My brother-in-law wants me to bring back some rum.
Bring
don't
back
forget
some
the
Appleton
engineer.
Or the Gin Renevy White.
It'll probably
for
be the
winter.
It'll probably be the Appleton. I have no idea, I don't drink, so...
Well, the Appleton is good
for
drinking.
It could be buttermilk, I wouldn't know.
No. There is no other rum like Jamaican rum.
Well, that's what he says. Chris says that to me all the time, so...
And the cigar. We are famous for our cigars. We have two brands that are very well known, Macanudo and the Royal Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's
and
one...
Our coffee is the best in the world.
Oh, yeah.
No dispute about that. Nobody can dispute.
Great coffee. That's one thing, yeah.
The coffee was good. It was delicious. And it's grown right nearby where we had it served.
A lot of destinations just don't have that whole cultural and
yes.
culinary mixture. It sets itself apart as a destination where there are distinctive elements to visiting Jamaica that one can partake in.
And we want to also talk about our sporting heroes. You know, for a small island.
Big sporting heroes.
Talk a little bit about pizza.
You're talking about food, yeah. Talking about food, there's great Montreal-style pizza, 11:30 in Montreal. Time to start thinking about lunch. Time to think Pizza Donini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember for real grade Montreal-style pizza. Piping hot oven fresh at your door in 30 minutes or less. 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
Oh, Chad, you got to come down here. You got to see them giving these windsurfing lessons. Let's roll the break.
CIQC, Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor Massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Tassel Patsy Kakis for M.H. Grover & Son, taking care of the big and tall man for over 74 years. Their motto, you know, we never met a man we can't handle. The summer's here. It's time for weddings and holidays and so on and so forth. You're really dreading going shopping. Well, you come to M.H. Grover & Son. They've got men's sizes up to size 72 in pants, 8XL in shirts. They got the brand names, Gila Rush, Tommy Hilfiger, Ralph Lauren, Suits by Jack Victor. You'll dress there and you'll look marvelous. M.H. Grover & Son, 4741 Wellington.
What you've just heard is a Videotron high-speed internet cable customer. Why are you so happy, Fred?
Videotron gives me the fastest internet access from only $29.95 a month, and a guaranteed refund on the access fees within the first 2 months if I'm not happy. Delighted. Overjoyed.
Guarantee offer ends July 11th. Certain conditions apply. Call 1-888-281-6661.
Call Videotron now.
Fred says call Videotron now.
Now.
Uh-oh. It's contagious.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
To be honest, why go to a separate store for fruit and vegetables? Simple. Great stuff. Why go to Plantation? Great stuff. Huge selection, fruit and vegetables from all over the world, things you hardly ever find. All fresh, all gorgeous. Want a taste before you buy? No problem. And you know what? The prices are great.
Quebec strawberries, 99 cents a pint. And iceberg lettuce Quebec grown, 39 cents a head.
Plantation, you don't pay mama more. You just get real good stuff.
Le Faubourg on St. Catherine and Marché L'Ouest.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the place is great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
CIQC.
Well, I want to hear you sing.
I want to have sex on the beach.
Yeah!
Jamaica. This is Willem Back. It's Stephen Pickford. We're here in beautiful Sandals Montego Bay Resort.
Yes, the destination which lives up to its reputation, and the musical interlude that you just heard, I'm sure, has been carried out many a time and many a place.
We have Horace Peterkin, general manager here of the Sandals, and we have some of the guests, actually from Canada, believe it or not, down here. So, Horace, tell us a bit about the property.
Well, I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll tell you very quickly. This is where Sandals started 17 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It started out of a dream by this gentleman who didn't know anything about the hotel business.
Okay.
But he learned very quickly, and now we have 14 properties. Many of them are Sandals. Most of them are Sandals, which is for couples only. And you'll see all the couples. They're very romantic. They're young couples, older couples, but they're all couples in love, supposedly.
I want to have the extremely romantic couples at the Scandals Resort. But
oh, you mean the one?
New brand, yeah.
We won't mention that name. But suffice it to say that, yeah, we're the number one all-inclusive for couples and for children, the Beaches brand.
Mm-hmm.
And we focus on several things. We make sure that we're on the nicest beach on the island. We make sure that we have the best physical facilities, and we look after our guests in the most wonderful way, talking about service second to none, and they can tell you about it.
Oh yeah, if you ever, you gentlemen, well, here, been here many, many times.
One of your first guests.
They've been here 10 times.
Hi, welcome to Travel World. What's your name?
This is Lori from Chicago. And
Lori
my husband's
from Chicago.
Kevin.
And your husband? Kevin. So how many times have you been down here to Scandals? Sandals, sorry. One track mind.
This is our 10th time back.
Wow. What keeps bringing you down here to Sandals?
Because it's the best.
The best.
Best place to come, best place to play.
Repeat business is always the key criterion delineating a hotel. If people come back, they try it once, but people who come back and back again certainly says something that it's lived up to its reputation.
And what's your favorite activity here on the resort? I mean, we have many, many things that you
can do. Baking in the sun.
Baking in the sun.
Oh, yes.
And my drink.
And your drink. They do have an open bar down here. You can drink just about anything you want. Oops, better be careful. We're going to get all everything up here.
Yes, not like the press club.
The press club, yes, yes. And so you've come down here. How long have you been down?
Just a week. Today we go back. Actually, this is our last day.
Back to Chicago. We did a show in Chicago last week.
2 weeks ago from the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
So we covered that for you. You're having a great year 2000 thing going on. What other things do you do? I mean, besides the bake in the sun, have you partaked in, they have a little boat cruise?
My husband plays on every beach thing out there, I swear.
All the little beach toys.
All the beach toys and the sailboats and volleyball and pool volleyball.
Oh, well, that's great.
And beer drink and food. Yeah, that's a whole contest in itself.
So let's move on to our next guest. Okay. And what's your name? Hi, welcome to Travel World.
Hi, I'm Jen from Hamilton, Ontario.
Hamilton, Ontario. Hey, people from hometown. You said you live down near the university?
Yep, down near McMaster University.
And is this your first time down to Sandals?
Yep. I'm down here with my husband on our honeymoon. So
on your honeymoon?
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Certainly a romantic destination to get away to.
Oh, it definitely is. There's you can pretty much do anything you want down here. So
really?
Having fun.
Anything.
Well, on the beach.
You care for
in the water.
Oh, yes. I'm sponsored by Yul Bolero.
Yeah, I better be careful. I still want to have my honeymoon next year. So how did you first hear about Sandals?
Well, we heard about it from some friends that were down here last summer on a honeymoon, and we looked at a lot of the brochures, and it sounded amazing. So it had everything that we wanted, all-inclusive food and drinks, and then a lot of the water sports, the sailing, snorkeling, anything.
Not the kind of water sports you're into, Steve. That's the private resort. No, but you're a couple in your early 20s, mid-20s?
Yeah, early 20s.
Early 20s, so they can afford it. Just about anybody can come down. It's a rather affordable place.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to our next guest. Welcome to Travel World. What's your name?
Kathy from Mississauga, Ontario.
Kathy from Mississauga. All these people close to my family. So is this your first time down to Sandals?
Yes, it is.
And how do you like it?
Oh, we love it. We were married here actually on Wednesday. So.
Oh, wait a minute. They have this thing about, yeah.
They have the they can arrange for weddings on site.
Yes, they can.
Now, how do you arrange it? You just come down here, it's like eloping or something like that, or do you bring all your guests and the dog here?
You can arrange it from back home and just come in, and they do everything for you. They prepare the wedding site for you, and they have hors d'oeuvres and champagne.
Three hot tubs outside, whirlpool tubs.
Yeah, we have three jacuzzis,
oh, yeah.
two pools completely separate and apart from one another. We have live entertainment out on the pool decks, and we do quite a bit to try and keep people entertained.
It was great. I mean, the thing about the Sugar Mill Falls, I mean, what a water complex. The only thing like it I've ever seen so far has been the Waikoloa Village pool in the Big Island of Hawaii. This is a great-looking place. And one of the nice things, even if you're a little bit afraid of the water, it doesn't matter, because you can stand up in it. I mean, it's 3 feet deep or 4 feet deep at different places. And you can take a long walk through it. Those who like to do a slow and easy swim, you can actually take a nice long swim round and round. It's like a lagoon thing. But, you know, it gives a new meaning to laps in the pool. You have a square pool back and forth and back and forth. Yippity-doo-dabbing.
Yeah, you get bored, actually, pretty soon. But doing in the meandering format, you turn a corner and there's something else. You get in, you get out. Very, very comfortable lounge chairs all around. You're right on the beach, so you can go right in to the Caribbean Sea. You also have the a fitness club, to a fitness room to work out at.
Yes, for the athletes on the show.
Oh, yeah. Keep up our physiques. And
no, we actually do quite a bit, and we do a lot of evening entertainment as well. We have staff and guest talent shows. We do a bonfire on certain evenings, and we open up the Sugar Mill Falls until...
In Sandals, Germany is where we burn books.
Yes, well, or the bonfire that would attract the crowd from the point.
Where they would burn English books.
The Wyndham Rose Hall has gone also partly as an all-inclusive. You can do either or, and we'll be talking about that when we return after the 11:45 break here on Travel World on AM 600.
Chad, let's roll it.
Travel World will continue. Keep on rocking
me, baby. Go choose some way to play. Keep on
rocking me, baby. Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters to me.
CIQC, Montreal.
When we get hungry, we know where to go. We're all going down to Picasso. We're always open at Picasso.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center, with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsak, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
The Parthenon, significant in Greek history, and Parthenon souvlaki is pretty significant in Montreal eateries. For 20 years, they've provided authentic Greek cuisine at affordable prices, including the best tzatziki in town. Visit them during their 20th anniversary souvlaki festival now through July 11th, and enjoy Parthenon souvlaki, a quaint family-run restaurant at 3543 Van Horn, just east of Côte de Neige. Bring your own wine if you like, but visit soon. Parthenon souvlaki, significantly good.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
We're back.
Beach in Montego Bay. And we were talking to Mike Pastor from the Wyndham Rose Hall. And we were just, before he had some singers to present to us, we were just saying that the Wyndham has gone, you can either take it room only or all inclusive. And the all inclusive is a great value, particularly in the summertime.
It's a canceling machine already, but.
Yes, it is. It's the same as most island hotels offering the all inclusive. At this point, I guess we're going to take a step away for a second and actually introduce, let me introduce our bell captain, our bell captain, Billy Love, and the Wyndham Choir.
Oh, welcome to Travel World.
Oh, pleasure indeed. I'm a choir director.
You're the choir director? Wyndham Choir.
You know, there's always something special about Wyndham, and we do things, you know, very, very special.
And what exactly does the Wyndham Choir do? Don't tell me sing. What is their specialty?
For sure, we sing.
Here, you said it, yes.
Yeah. Especially at special functions. You know, we represent the Wyndham at special functions. And, you know, especially when you're coming down, I'm going to make sure that the choir is there to welcome you.
A big welcome. Okay.
That's welcome
a
lot.
Welcoming committee, yes.
Yes, the welcoming committee. Mm-hmm. Not Jay Rubenstein's welcoming committee, mind you.
Robert is also part of the choir.
Okay, he's part of the... Sing of something.
Okay, this song was written by me, and it
you
goes by
Black
him.
Dog?
No, we'll leave that to you. We'll have up on the page there in karaoke night.
Mm-hmm. This is the welcome song. Okay, I hope I get a contract.
I've got one right here in my briefcase for you.
Well, someone's trying to get a contract.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. You are welcome. Welcome to Wyndham. Wyndham is one in a million. We have the best program in the island. Wyndham is the place for your vacation.
First verse.
Our location is on a beautiful plantation. White sand beach and palm trees, the swing in the breeze. After your vacation, it's so hard to leave.
Why?
Wyndham,
home away from home. If you're looking for service, service we have it. Hospitality, hospitality we give it. And our offering is in a tropical setting. And it comes, oh yes, it comes with much blessings.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
We'll merge it with the immigrant song a little bit. Yeah, have someone go, ah.
Yeah, we have a lot. Yeah, we have a lot of, ah. You know,
oh, that sounds great.
Jamaica.
Great, Billy. Well, the number for Wyndham Hotels, if you haven't guessed it already, 1-800-WYNDHAM, W-I-N-D-H-A-M. Certainly can recommend the Wyndham Rose Hall. And as we finish up the hour, Audrey Anderson is supposed to teach us how to speak.
Irie, yeah, welcome.
Yes, Yaman.
Morning.
All day, Audrey.
Hi, morning.
Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you. Irieman.
Irie, yeah.
You come here and there's a unique way of talking that is typically Jamaican. Give us our lesson. We've had Pittsburghese, now we're going to speak like Jamaican.
I'll just give you some examples of some of the words. You know, for example, you would say this beach is bonononos, man. And bonononos means that it's nice, it's beautiful, everything is so charming about it, you know. Then there's another word, cascas, which means gossip. Then this is unique, back. Do you think you could tell me what that is?
Back.
Reverse. Oh, you...
A car, yes.
Okay.
Rather.
As opposed to net.
Yes.
Back, man. Suso is to gossip.
Okay, gossip. We do that a lot, yes. We've learned that in our vocabulary.
In the term in a bring come, I am not a gossiper, it means.
Not a gossiper.
Toops is another unique one. Toops. Do you know what that is? T-O-O-P-S.
Toops.
Toops is a little pinch of something, like you'd say a little pinch of salt.
Okay.
For example, when you're cooking, you know? And Brookins is a party.
Brookins is a party. There's lots of parties going on. So you say, going to a Brookins, or how would you put it into a sentence? How would you use the word in a sentence? Like, it's a party, but how would you say you're going to...
Oh, well, you just say a Brookins party.
Oh, a Brookins party.
Brookins party. Okay?
We're going to the party, and what are you going to bring today?
What at the party? What am I going to bring to the party today?
No, that was just a game we played on the bus.
Okay, okay.
I was with Paula yesterday on the bus from the grill. Well, we did.
We use a language, a dialect, when we were excited about things, sometimes when we were quarreling. It's just so much easier. It's nicer. Or when you come here, man, do you think you can figure that one out?
Not off the top of my head.
When you come here, then?
No.
Who did you come here with?
Who did I come here with? Oh.
And at first, when I said...
No.
Who and you come here? Right.
Who did you come here with?
Yes, okay. it shortens it. It makes it easier to say you're kicking out one of the...
That's right. So the language is colorful, just like the people, unique, just like, you know.
Thank you.
It's a very warm, hospitable people.
That's right.
People are waving at the bus going by. They must see hundreds of buses go by every day, but people are still waving at the bus.
Oh, very friendly people. They don't have to know you to say good morning or to wave.
Walking through the hotel, people think, morning. We'll go to every hotel we've been at. Welcome. And
if you don't, that would say, in the Hanuman, as you know.
No,
it sounded like Ian Hanneman sing CBC News.
You're ill-mannered.
The actual meaning of the word Irie was explained to me the other day as being?
Nice.
As being cool, nice.
Cool, nice, good, yes. Like I would say, im Irie man.
Irie man.
He is Irie. He is a nice person. You know?
I even learned to spell Irie. I-R-I-E.
That's right.
Irie. You'll be adding that to your vocabulary.
I learned some words that day. I think his digest says, build your word power.
Yes,
now we have Jamaican
Reader's
Digest.
Yes. And our local folks, especially in the rural areas, it is widely used to communicate, you know.
And that's the language. You need to know these
you
words.
You need to know these words.
Special little words when you arrive on this island that you just must absolutely learn, you know. Makes life much easier.
Makes it easier and makes you feel like really part of
us. Right, exactly.
At least for your 1 or 2 weeks that you're here, you sort of become an honorary citizen of Jamaica.
Absolutely.
The Jamaica Tourist Board, the people to call for more information. Their number can be found on our own show website at webspawner.com/user/travelworld, and email us for all the information for travelworld@reporters.net for the contacts for Wyndham Rose Hall, Jamaica Tourist Board, Sandals, all the places we visited on this wonderful 4-day, 3-night getaway. It's not just the wintertime to think about Jamaica. Summertime, the warm breezes and the beautiful waters of the Caribbean make it a year-round destination, and no warmer here than in Montreal, but a whole different atmosphere of culture and cuisine to experience.
This is just a fantastic experience. I recommend it to anybody. Come on down. Again, the thing to learn about here, also from money and telephones and whatnot, they trade here also in the U.S. dollar as well as in Jamaican dollars. Depending on the exchange of Jamaican dollar, you can pretty well count on 20 Jamaican dollars to one of our Canadian dollars. And we thought it was really great. We traded in $40. $80.
We were rich. It was a big wallet full of money, but
I bought the most expensive one of Jamaican dollars.
Yeah, when you go to McDonald's and it says, you know, soft drink at $20, you know, it's a different experience.
You're either at the airport or in Jamaica. But
prices are reasonable. The best way to do it is with an all-inclusive, as we found out, because you're not always looking to see how much the bill will be. You're just signing for it to your room with your little identity card, and you can eat or drink as much or as little as you want. You know before you depart what everything's going to cost you, air, ground transfers included, the packages, Air Canada Vacations, and Holiday House have all of the properties that we mentioned, plus quite a few more in their brochures. Jamaica Travel Specialist. You know what you're going to spend.
You don't plan to really rent a car. You come down here, you stay at the resort where you're at, or you take a bus tour to go on a tour of a particular place.
Rafting or visit Dunn River Falls or different places. They have day excursions.
Bamboo rafting. You ask whether the bamboo raft goes over white water. I'm going,
And part of the experience is then to rebuild your raft every time you go over the falls. They give you a crash course in that.
Raft tour.
You put it together for us. But going to an all-inclusive also combats the effects of the Canadian dollar. You pay in Canadian dollars up front through your tour package, and properties now are all-inclusive, everything from 3 to 5 stars, so you can find a property.
The Hall Resort, as well as Super Club Resorts, are basically for family destinations. You can go down to singles with families. Wyndham Hall is particularly geared to children. It's a beautiful climber. I thought of Amy right away. She'd be all over this thing. And in fact, they say the adults use the climber more than the kids when they go there. The water slide, beautiful, kid-friendly, everything. There's even a little wading pool. You can walk in as little or as much as you want. And great activities for kids around here.
A great place. Highly recommend it for everything from singles to couples to children. Next week we'll be down in the north of Boston area, another family-oriented destination. And from the Andover Inn and Salisbury and all those great places, another family travel destination.
We've got to thank everybody, Jamaican Tourist Board, for bringing us down here. Everybody who's helping us. Isabel, who's become our best friend, helping change the phone lines and everything. So thanks for joining us here on Travel World. See you next week.
Next Saturday, 11 to noon for Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long.
You're listening to AM 600 in Montreal, Canada's first radio station.